And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tribute's going to be joining us. We're going to be talking all kinds of great fishing going on. And guess what? Those bluefins are still biting. It is happening right now, and we're going to be talking about it today. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory-authorized Yamaha and Mercury Service Center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Baitech, both sails and expert installation, as well as Tackacat inflatables. The perfect center for your boat. For outboard sails and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check hhmarinesd.com.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, like, boat just got to the dock, Mike's in studio, and here we go.
Here we go. Yeah, no doubt, man.
Like, limits, no big deal.
Yeah, no big deal.
You have been calling it since early this season. You know, the fishing got off to a plenty fine start, but it seemed a little later than normal. You know, these last couple of years we've been blessed with, you know, starting as early as, you know, as March, and things got off to a little later starting, like, all throughout the reports, which, you know, again, I just want to say thank you. You know, Mike, you do such a good job of the Tribute, calling in, letting us know what's going on from the water, keeping us up to date, good, bad, or indifferent. You always do a really good job of kind of keeping us up to date. You had been saying, man, this just feels like a little bit later season. Things have been happening a little bit later. And from the get-go, you had been saying, I feel like this is going to go late. I feel like it's going to go into a December season or later. And here we are, getting late into November, and what happened on the boat last night?
I wasn't on the boat last trip. Captain Dan, he's been my night guy for years now, and it's funny. Hunter Leiden, who ran the Pacific Dawn for a while, was filling in for me. I just getting over a little funk, but he was asking about the routine. I said, well, if it works out right, Dan catches limits at night, and, you know, you wake up, feet on the dash, and he goes, well, then what am I supposed to do? And it was almost just like that. So yesterday morning, I think they ended up with 55 bluefin or something by 6 o'clock in the morning. Knocked it out, ended up getting limits, fished up to about 45 pounds. They focused on big ones in the afternoon. We didn't get any of the bigger fish. There was some around. But I don't think November is November anymore. November is like... And it's with all this new bluefin and finding out that there has been a hatch of bluefin around here. Like, it's November is like August.
Exactly.
But with nicer weather.
Yeah. I mean, look at the weather today. Like, look at what the guys have to work with today. It's and going forward. I mean, there's a beautiful week of conditions in front of us, and it's biting.
On the last trip, the trip before last, not the one that just got in, we had a lady on the boat, and she goes, man, I am so happy to be out here. Look at this sunset. Look at this weather. And I'm like, and you're pulling on a fish. And she goes, bonus.
Yeah, you know,
it is. The weather has been awesome. Fishing has been great. It is about as good as it gets. Same deal. I mean, it's a chance to fish with some lighter loads, and it's just really good right now.
That's the thing that's wild. It's November 19th right now. Basically, limit fishing on the Tribute. If the fishing were this caliber, but the date were June 19th, you would be sold out for weeks in advance, couldn't get on the boat. Guaranteed there's not going to be an open spot. But if you want to go tonight, there's plenty of room.
Well, and that's the thing. It's still weird to see guys that are stuck into the routine of, right. You know, it's October, we stop running. You look down the dock right now, and if you have boats that are running, guys that are still really pushing for it. I've always figured we don't stop fishing until the people no longer want to buy a ticket, which nowadays, like, December, we have to haul the boat out December 4th. Otherwise, we'd be online. We're going to go back online probably for weekend bluefin thing right after that in January. But it's, you know, I remember years ago, and Mike Bullard, Pacific Star, looked at me and he goes, why are you still running? I said, because we had limits yesterday and we have a full load of
people. Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, why not?
Why are you not?
It's just a different day and age. And it's this winter time, I mean, and I might not be the perfect person to ask about this, but the quality of the bluefin seems better during the winter. We talked about this before. It just tastes better.
That's awesome.
It's got a fatty content. There's bait everywhere. There's anchovy everywhere. There's squid everywhere. Those bluefin are like, they're little butterballs. They are a perfect example of what to put on the table for Thanksgiving.
That's so cool.
All right. I like your thinking.
That's so cool. Now, what's the fishing like? Is it any different right now? I mean, we're getting late into November. Is it different than the fishing in August or June? Is it exactly the same? I mean, what's the deal if we're going out on the boat tonight?
It's funny. I just talked to a friend of mine, Danny Mings. He used to own the Pacific Eagle. His brother Mike still owns it. He was going to go out on a trip out of Redondo, and I just talked to him, and he goes, I'm on my way down. What do I bring? And I said, everything. 25 pound fluoro. We did have a guy on the last trip I was on, and I don't usually push anything light. The guy, I don't even know what he handed off, probably 6 or 7 fish. He was fishing 15 pound. He got his limit, and he kept handing fish off, and I was like, God, I really don't want you fishing 15 pound, but during the middle of the day when they weren't biting, he was constantly bit.
Okay.
Constantly bit. And, I mean, that's really pushing the light side of things. Like, I mean,
should never be your go-to, but maybe to have it in the backup of that exact scenario.
20-pound, a 20-pound setup wouldn't be the worst thing to bring. 20-pound fluorocarbon, a number 4 hook. When they're around and you see them under the boat and the only guy getting bit is the guy fishing the 20-pound or whatever, it's kind of hard to say not to do it. Because you know, I'm sure that guy, there was several times where he kept our school going during the middle of the day, and then you start plonking again. And if you're one of the problems now is our weather's so nice, it's hard to get bait away from the boat.
Okay.
You know, you stop the boat, and there's zero wind. You don't know which side of the boat to fish. And the sinker rig on 40 pounds still works really good when it's like that. The small, Colt Sniper style jigs. Mm-hmm. We had a guy out, same deal, a couple of trips ago. And
how fun is that?
I think the guy had like, he was handing them out. I think he had like 9 or something.
That sounds so
crazy.
And I usually, when it's like, I'm like, hey man, if you aren't savvy at fishing the jig, if you want to catch a fish, then, you know, fish bait. And the guy looks at me and he goes, this is my 7th one. I was like, you do you then. I'm not going to argue with that. And, you know, we've had a lot of really good opportunities to get new guys on the boat. Guys that, you know, don't come during the middle of the summer because they don't like the hassle. And, you know, you got to let Seaforth. You roll in, there's all the parking you could
especially
ever want.
Right.
Everything's
now.
You just roll right up. You go under the landing. And I've preached this for a long time, how easy it is to be your average Joe off the street. You walk into the landing. You talk to, you know, Dustin or the guys there. They get you set up with the rental gear. You walk on the boat as long as you have a change of clothes and some shoes that you don't mind ruining or some waterproof boots. That's about all you need.
That's it.
You don't need to have, you know, thousands of dollars worth of tackle. You don't need to have a buddy that has it. You show up, the landing takes care of you, and you walk on the boat. And I don't know how many times I've called in over the years where I'm saying, you know, this guy from Michigan's never been on the Pacific Ocean before, and he just knocked out a limit of bluefin.
That's so cool. So
it doesn't take much.
That's so cool. And, you know, the great of fish, like you said, it's beautiful. And just, this is such a cool time of year to do exactly what you just described. It's holiday time. We're coming up on it. There's a lot of people in town. You don't talk about something fun to do with having family in town. And, you know, brother-in-law is coming from Michigan. Man, this is it. The weather's going to be beautiful the next couple of, you know, this upcoming week. I mean, talk about a fun thing to get to do with somebody that's not used to it. It's easy fishing. It's fun fishing.
You might break them. No, they come out and they're like, man, I went out to the West Coast and jumped on a boat and knocked out these 240-pound bluefin. Don't know what I'm doing. Like, yeah, it is a great opportunity to do it.
That's good living. Perfect. So you had kind of half joked earlier. What do you do in the daylight? You know, I mean, I know you talked about that fun trip that you ran, a trip or two before, but you know, this time of year with the bluefin fishing being so good and it not being uncommon for you to knock out a limit, is it always trophy hunting? Is it looking for yellow? Is it going cod? Like what is a typical trip on the Tribute like? This time of year,
you know what? If you have to worry about what to do during the day, that's
kind of a good problem.
It's already over. You're already there. You're already done. I mean, trip before last, we went down and we fished the 60, and that's, I mean, so phenomenal
cool.
Rockfish fishing.
Cool.
Like I said, we had some people on the boat I overheard talking, and they're like, "Well, we were trying to figure out if we wanted to go fish rockfish or go fish tuna." And I was like, "Well, here you go. You got a limit of bluefin,
let's
and
do
you,
both.
You knocked out like." We had a nice lingcod, bunch of reds, Floridas, no binkies on that one, but just the best of both worlds. You get off the boat and you're like, for me, I'm from Ventura. I mean, I still love the bag of rockfish is so hard to pass up. It's so versatile, but at the same time, you're getting home and you're like, wow, look at this. I got a big old stack of fresh bluefin, and I also have, you know, white meat fish mix in with it.
Truly,
tacos, whatever you want to do. And it's, you know, if there's not a whole lot of kelp fish around, there had been.
Mm-hmm.
And there still probably is. It's one of those years we're not really looking. There was a couple of trips we went down the beach. We had really good yellowfin fishing down outside Ensenada a few weeks ago. But it's been so, you know, point and shoot. This is where we're going. We're going to, you know, fish throughout the night. And on these trips, even on our overnight trips, you're getting so much fishing time. You're fishing 4 hours. Like, part of my spiel when we're getting ready to leave is, hey, if you guys have any chance of getting sleep on this trip, it's right now.
Okay.
We have a four-hour run out to where we're fishing. You guys, if you... And nobody wants to do it. Everybody's excited.
Yeah, you're fired up. You're trying to rig your tackle.
You wake up or, you know...
Chowing down some pizza port. Like.
That's a tonight trip. But it's one of those things you wake up in the morning, or at least, you know, Dan will be fishing the boat throughout the night. I wake up and I walk in the galley and you look at these people and I'm like, you guys haven't slept at all. And then nobody wants to sleep during the day. And then if there's a chance of catching big ones at night, It's pretty hard on the sleep schedule.
That's so rad. What a fun time of year and what fun fishing there is. And it's just really cool to see this happening right now. Here we go again. What is the, and Tribute's going again tonight, you said? This is one of the Pizza Port sponsored trips?
It is. And we have such a good connection with Pizza Port, you know, a local
business. It's been a while, man. It's a super cool connection, actually.
So the boat went out. Friday night, I get down there. I usually drop off some pizza with the landing guys. In this case, I got right over to the bait receiver from Andrew on the Pacifica, left them a pizza. And it's you look at these people, and they're all standing there, and they're watching you deliver, you know, seven or eight pizzas down there. And they're like, "What? Where did you get those?"
Yeah, where's ours?
But that's one of the nice things. And Jesse Cardella and the guys at Pizza Port have been awesome. And they make, I mean, their beer is
so killer.
There's no end to what they're coming up with.
Yeah.
But you get down there, you drive down from LA or whatever, you jump, you know, get down to the boat, you have some pizza, you have a half off Pizza Port beer, which turns out to like a $4 IPA, and it's, you know,
how crazy is that
IPA, which I don't think you can find anywhere.
Right.
But it's a good, you know, good way for that. They love supporting. They're all ocean.
Yeah,
you know, it's the same thing Ballast Point did. They're all fishermen. They just, you know, they love to support our industry and vice versa.
Totally. I think it's awesome.
It is. You get down there, you get a chance to get on the boat, get some pizza, your half off beer, and I mean, weather looks like it's going to be great. There's still 10 spots left, which I would imagine by the time we're done with this, or it's probably going to be full or close to it. But it's
going to be, the weather's going to be awesome, actually. I mean, with an east wind starting like after midnight and all day Monday, east wind.
It's going to be, it's going to be a good one again. I mean, there's no reason why this is going to stop anytime soon. The water's cooled down a lot. We went from earlier October, we had two trips in a row where we just absolutely annihilated the Dorado. We had a couple of 16 passenger charters where I think one of the trips we cut it off at 120 Dorado or whatever. We're just getting up there. But you know, fishing U.S. waters,
yeah.
We went and looked for tuna, but we had really, really good Dorado fishing, and then we had really good yellowfin fishing. And the water's cooled down a little bit, but the bluefin obviously don't seem to
they
care.
They just don't
the
care,
bluefin
right?
don't care.
Earlier in the year, in June, we were seeing them in 62-degree water. There's local bluefin. There's probably bluefin outside. And I mean, nobody's really had to go travel for it. But December, for several years, has been right in there. We have our trip tonight. We have a trip leaving the day after Thanksgiving, which already is a go. I mean, I think there's 10 or 11 people already booked on that.
Okay.
We might be able to get a couple of more trips in before we do our haul out, but it's the same thing that happens every year.
Yeah.
We're going to run out of people before fish.
I love it, man. That's cool. Well, you always do such a good job, and there's always such fun late season fishing. And, man, just tons to talk about. Tons to talk about the boat. Absolutely love the tribute. So much cool history and, you know, so much fun history with Mike and your past career fishing. It's going to be a great show, and, man, we're pumped to talk about it, Corey.
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to have a fun 2 hours in the world headquarters here, having Mike Pritchard from the Tribute in studio. You want to join us, two ways to do it, as usual. A couple open lines right now, all yours right now at 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app, only done through the app, and there's already a handful of them rolling through. So you want to send a text, a message, a question, whatever you got for Mike. And like I said, only through the app can you text us. And it's a one-way deal. Make sure you leave your name and your telephone number, because at the end of the show, man, we give away the coolest prizes on this show. I'm telling you, man. We're giving away a trip on the Tribute. Could they go tonight, possibly?
Sure.
Why not?
Yeah, the winner last time I was on here was somebody calling in for their dad for Father's Day. I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember. I 100% remember
that. They came out. It was him, his daughter, his son, and I think maybe a brother. Somebody, another family member came with him, but same thing, great fishing, they killed it, talking to, you know, him and his daughter about it, and she was the one who called in, and he goes, man, I couldn't leave a kid at home, so we brought my son too, and they all had a limit.
That's so rad.
How rad is that?
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was a good one.
With a prize won on the show here.
Yep.
So that could actually, maybe tonight or your next trip, or
that could be you.
Yeah, right there.
It,
so give us a call, 213-432-1090, or text us via the app. We're going to be right back. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location. Here with a 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory authorized Yamaha and Mercury service center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Basic, both sails and expert installation, as well as Tackacat inflatables. The perfect tender for your boat. For outboard sails and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check HHMarineSB.com.
End the year with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring sales event. From now until December 15th, 2023, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 4 50 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. Add a Siren 3 Pro package to your purchase of a 115 horsepower and up and receive a bonus $1,000 in dealer credit and half off your Siren subscription. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $300 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends December 15th, 2023. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents with a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up and having fun in studio. Rick, the line's lit up full that quick. And but if you want to join us, 213-432-1090 is the telephone number, or you can text us via the app. And being in the world headquarters with Mike from the Tribute, super cool. I have a question. What do you think the odds? What do you think the odds of Pete actually giving us a call today from the farewell party? Like he mentioned he would.
I'm going to say somewhere between 80-20, 90-10, yeah. Something like that. And that's not in favor of him making it.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the
where's Pete at this
so
morning?
So this is the closing ceremonies of Rancho Leonero. Rancho Leonero has been around for 40 years, and you know, the property has been sold, and this was the going away party of friends and dignitaries at Rancho Leonero, and Pete and Steve Pinard went down, and last night was like the blowout going away party at the ranch. Big live band, mega party, mega everything.
Baja Mayor.
Yeah, I mean, and
hopefully that Bloody Mary is extra spicy.
I mean,
right?
That's the only way. If we got a spicy Pete scenario, maybe we'll get a little. I say no chance, and rightfully so. And I mean that in the most positive
yeah.
way. Like,
absolutely.
He shouldn't be gone. If he rang in the goodbye to Rancho Leonero the right way, he'll tell us about it
yeah.
next week, not this week. But, you know, hey, maybe we'll get him. You
we'll
know,
see
so,
him.
Yeah, we'll see how he goes. Well, the phone lines are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Mike. Hey, I want to remind you about a very cool opportunity. If you want to go fishing on an 8-day trip, coming up, it's the Let's Talk Hookup Royal Polaris 8-day trips with our host, Wayne from CCA. Wayne Cotto is going to be hosting, as he has in the years past. It's a super fun trip. This trip has been sold out all year long, and as happens when trips get close, things always happen and exactly did. Two spots just became available. So if you want to go fishing on an 8-day on the RP, December 5 through the 13th, on the 8-day Let's Talk Hookup trip, give Royal Polaris Sport Fishing a call. at 619-226-8030 or call RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com. I don't know if they have the girls in the office on Sunday, but leave a voicemail, and the order that voicemails are left are the order that your spot gets saved. So, again, leave a message if you want to go on that 8-day trip, and, yeah, you get in on some December fun.
There's only one more thing on top of that I could think would be any more fun than that than being on an 8-day with Roy Rose or Jonathan, but would be going El Salto with you guys.
Come on.
Same telephone number.
Yeah, again, like you said, Corey, we got a couple of spots on our we do three Fisherman's Landing. You should go on that with us, Mike.
I should.
We do three Fisherman's Landing.
So much fun.
Frank Lopresti trips, and Frank goes, and a bunch of the guys from the tackle store go. It's so rad. It's just a bunch of sport fishing guys hanging out, fishing down there at El Salto. We take over the whole lodge, and it's rad. But, yeah, if anybody wants to come join us, there are open spots, and it's just a bunch of it's like regular passengers from the RP, a bunch of guys from the tackle store, and a bunch of guys that work on boats in the off season that are going on these trips. And yeah, again, if you want to go with us, just call the Royal Polaris office. Again, it's 619-226-8030. A really cool gift too. If you're sitting there wanting to get something for somebody and they're really into fishing, man, just buy and book them a spot on that trip, and we'll help them with the tackle and everything else. Yeah, a lot of fun. Phone lines are absolutely packed. Everybody wants to talk to Mike. Corey, why don't we jump into it?
Let's do it. We'll start out with Doug. Doug calling from Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
What's up, Doug?
Hi. I was wondering when you guys head back for home, when you guys decide to give the bait to another boat?
A lot of times we hang on to it. There's been times here recently where if we're getting decent bait or we cure it out, which gives you guys by far the best hook bait possibility. Last trip, we ended up giving a little bit of bait to a guy, Dave, that was running a yacht. It's not uncommon to pass bait on, or guys doing multi-day trips. But in general, if we have good bait, we hang on to it. There was a time, I think, maybe a year before last, I think we had bait for like 19 days on the boat.
Wow.
How cool.
And it gets to a point, and it's funny, because you see it on long-range boats, too, where the crew starts getting like buddy-buddy with the bait. They're back there feeding them. Yeah. They're naming them, whatever else. But, I mean, we're only doing a few more trips here before we haul out. Like I said, we'll hang on to the bait as long as possible. But it's a small community. Even guys, you find guys on the water that, you know, you may not be friends with, but you're giving them bait. You're giving them, you know, coffee cups. It's what we do.
Sure.
You know, it's one of those things. And it's funny to see cooks or crew members or whatever that have never really been on boats. They're like, hey, man, so I forgot to order whatever. And it's like, we're not running to Smart and Final.
Yeah, there is no.
We're 8 hours away from home. That's, you know, and then you have to rely on somebody else. But passing bait off to another boat. We've recently passed schools off to other boats. Like,
sure.
You know, it's one of those things that you do. And it's if you can, you hang on to it. And that way you give your passengers the best option. We've had a lot of small bait lately. So if you get a chance to get some bigger hook baits and you hang on to them, and then, you know, all of a sudden you're the – you're the guy dishing out these like 6-7 inch sardines, and everybody else has 4-5 inch. That's kind of the way it goes.
Is a small bait sardine, or has it been anchovy?
There's been a lot of anchovy offshore.
Yeah.
We have a video not too long ago, maybe about a week and a half ago. We were done. Same deal. Thankfully, we were all limited out. Great weather. The amount of anchovy around, you could hear it.
Wow.
You can see it in the lights. It's if you look, like I said, look back a couple of weeks on our Facebook page, there's a lot of anchovy around. There's been a lot of squid around. And I think that does lead to a lot of this quality, or, you know, the high quality bluefin, the fatty. Sure. And like I said, I don't eat nearly as much raw fish as most. Well, I think a lot of sport boat people don't eat as much as people think they do. But you get guys that are really, really into it, and they're like, man, the fall and the winter bluefin, the quality of the meat is just that much better.
That's awesome.
And I think that's why.
Corey, you being a bait guy, catching bait for so many years with Abraham Brother, gotta appreciate, you know, the care for it. And, you know, it's something that, you know, I, like, on the passenger side of things, like, you forget, like, that's the tool. I mean, that's just the most important little thing on the boat, and you know, it's it, you know, you guys just treat that with so much care, and you know, whether it, whether like you say, it'd be that saving bait for multiple trips. Now, if you have a, if you have a well that you're saving bait and you're curing it out, and you dip into it, can you add bait from one trip to that? So like, you've got a well that's got really good bait and it's 10 days old, and you finish your trip with limits and you still have other bait, can you add it to it and will it cure out the same, or can you not mix bait? Like, how does all that kind of stuff work from the captain's side? Like, what's the inside playbook?
If we're going to add any, it's a very small amount. It's almost like the bait that's in there teaches the new bait how to be. Like, and it's funny because it's almost like you get some captain, some crew, they're like, no, you don't mix the bait. It's like rival gangs. You don't put them in together. Like, and in a lot of cases, bad bait will kill the good bait.
I think you hit it on the head right there. And if you end your trip, like if you started with 40 scoops in the one tank and you're down to 10 after using it, and that's usually the 10 best scoops.
Oh, by far.
Yeah, you couldn't catch
up. Or if you are trying to clean out the tanks and you can't catch it, yeah, that's it.
That's
stuff. It's been in there. It knows. You know, it knows the grounds.
Uh-huh.
Like, but I think you can add a little bit usually. I mean, not if it's trash bait, but.
But that last 10 scoops, that's what you want to add.
Yeah, and that's it. If you put a little bit in, it almost seems like they get acclimated faster.
Okay.
It's like, you know, it's. They should. Kind of weird. The bait shows the other bait the ropes.
Yeah, no,
like,
that's not weird at all.
That's what we do. We all swim this direction. You know, it's. But if you put a bunch of bad bait on top of good bait, it usually doesn't.
It'll ruin it.
Doesn't do well.
Got it.
Yeah. You have all that, you know, the scales and the slime, and it starts clogging up the, you know, the overflow or whatever, and it usually goes downhill. But you can. And I'm sure there's some kind of neat little formula, but you can add a little bit and watch it just get better.
What do you feed them?
I was going to be curious. My next question too. Yeah. Totally curious about that. Because you've spent a lot of time long range fishing in your career on the XLs a lot of years, and obviously keeping bait for, you know, 19 days on the Tribute. I mean, does it just get it from the deck? Do you pick things? Like, how does the whole thing work?
You know, especially sitting in the harbor, I think you filter in a lot of.
Particulate stuff.
Yeah, little plankton and stuff that it'll feed on. Cornmeal and blood was always my thing. The bait seems to love cornmeal, but if you could bleed a couple of tuna, like when I was on the XL, we'd have it for a long time, and you're up on your watch and you're looking at all this bait that some of it, like literally, you put your finger in the bait tank, mackerel will come up and try to bite you. Like they're hungry. And cornmeal seemed to do well. You bleed a couple of fish in it. It turns it into a very high-protein cornmeal, I guess. And I'm sure there's, you know, a bunch of different people that hang on to bait for a long time. But it really seems to go over well. Oatmeal.
Okay.
All kinds of different little things like that. Cream, anything small like that. Basically what you would feed clams if you're trying to purge them. It seems to work with bait, too.
I'll tell you what we used to do on the receivers, and it worked very, very well. We would get a bonito or a skipjack, and you let it, like, kind of sunbake and let it. No, and check this out. So you open the box, and you literally, like, shake the bonito around so the little particulate. Oh, they would literally, the chovy would come up foaming.
Oh, yeah.
Like, literally, seriously, like a foamer of chovy trying to eat. What you're shaking for
the little flake off.
Yes.
Whoever, I'm not going to say it because I don't know specifically the guy's name who created SpongeBob, but when you watch the anchovies come into town and they eat everything, somebody knew about that. Like, that's not a coincidence. Anchovies, when they're hungry, they're ravenous. Like, it's really something.
That's so funny.
Like, our deck slammer has a small 2-inch coaming or whatever. So a lot of times when we're gill and gutting, we gill and gut almost everything now.
So all that little particular,
all the little blood, everything. Yeah, and you watch them. They're sitting there. They're gilling, feeding, and it's
into the slammer.
Uh huh.
Oh boy.
It's gonna make its way in.
But that's when it comes. You know, like if the boat's gonna be sitting or something, you're looking at that bait and you're like. You don't want to leave the pumps running at the dock.
Sure.
There's always a possibility of something happening.
Something could happen.
But at the same time, you're looking at, you know, we've had crummy bait at on and off times, and you're looking at this, you know, this A-plus bait that you have.
Yeah.
And you're like,
can't let it go.
We can't get rid of it. Right? Yeah, you almost want to, like, you know, get your receivers at the dock usually don't work, but it's really hard to part ways with
it. Oh, yeah, I'll
bet. It's such a big deal, and getting good bait is such a big part of our industry down here.
Sure.
It's hard to get rid of it.
But that's cool that you, I mean, knowing that as a passenger myself, that you take care of it like that. Because a lot of boats, when they're done on the grounds, they dump their bait and they get rid of the water weight so they can run home a little faster.
Fuel,
right?
It does go a long way, especially you think about, you know, running 200 days throughout the year, 300 days, whatever it might be. Dragging around an extra couple thousand pounds of water weight is a lot. But I've also had crew members where they come up, they're like, hey, man, we got rid of all the bait. And I was like, wait, you did what?
You did what?
why are we doing this? And they're like, well, it's what we normally do. And, you know, crew members from different boats. And I said, don't ever dump bait without asking. Because you never know what the next day is at the bait receiver. The bait company has boats break. All the possibilities. If it's good bait and we're running and we're turning around on trips, and a lot of times it speeds up the turnaround. You know, you go to the receiver and you're loading two tanks instead of five. So
that's a good point too.
Yeah.
What now? While we're talking about bait, what is the ideal bait for you? And I know every scenario differs, but you know, there's big bait and there's small bait. Small bait you can hold a whole lot more, so you can throw a lot more. Big bait is a whole lot easier for passengers to fish. And they can cast it. It swims away from the boat better. Like, what is the ideal thing for you?
Yeah, usually, if you're throwing a lot of bait, if you're fishing these big schools of bluefin, yellowfin, anything else, and you need to chum a lot, a scoop of, you know, 4-inch sardines is a lot different than a scoop of 7 or 8-inch sardines.
Right.
So you can sit there and braille it, but at the same time, you want a guy to be able to come up and look in the hand well, and it's a no-brainer. And we've had really good bait lately. A lot of it's smaller, and if you have savvy guys, they come up and you look and there's 20 different baits you can already pick. They're all good to go. If you're somewhat new or you have a problem casting, you're looking for that big bait. So if you can get a mix, and our last couple of trips, we've been able to hang on to some bigger hook baits, but you know, you see somebody come, and the small bait gets bit just fine.
Sure.
But it's, you know, are you going to mangle it with putting your hook in it? Are you going to be able to cast it properly without, you know, smacking it on the water? So it's having a little bit of bigger hook bait is always awesome.
Like you said, a small bait gets bit just fine. But let's be real, it's sure easier to fish a big bait. They cast better. They swim away from the bait on their own better. You can use a big hook. You can make a lot of mistakes with a bigger sardine, and it'll make up for all of them.
100%. I saw it last trip. A guy walked up, and he had some old green Andy on a steel spool Quoro, and I was like, and he did. It was like one of those wonder baits he picked up. I turned around and he's bit, and I was like, well, look at that. Probably wouldn't have happened with a, you know, 4-inch sardine.
A good swimming bait for sure is the, and that's the other thing I talk about this awful lot too. A good swimming bait is the X factor to everything. Like, it doesn't matter how small your perfect ringed hook, thin wire, light fluorocarbon in the special internet color of the day with the beautiful connection and all those other things. Like, a really good swimming bait on somebody else's 60-pound is going to out-get a bite of yours if it's swimming better, period.
This, especially with this weather, it's changer bait. Like, right, one of the Ray Sobiak things, and I worked for the guy for years on the producer, was changer bait, changer bait, changer bait. And if that doesn't work, changer bait. And it really, that's it. If you're changing your bait every few minutes, you know where your hook is. You know you're not in a tangle. You know you have a good bait on. And you look at the guys getting bit, and you're like, well, this guy hooked 3 in a row, and he's only been in the water for, you know, 30 seconds. So you know he's not soaking a bait. Belly hooking a bait. There's so many different ways to go. And if you are changing your bait every couple of minutes, 3 minutes, like 5 minutes is a long time if you think about it. And what I've been telling people, I said, you know, and he goes, well, my bait's still swimming. I said, you know how many fish have looked at your bait in the last 5 minutes?
All of them.
There's fish boiling everywhere. The guy's got bit next to you twice. Like, your bait has been looked at by 15 fish, and it didn't cut and didn't make the grade. So it's time to change it.
And it really comes down to, I mean, there's nothing more that I love than a reaction bite. And everything you're describing is exactly a reaction bite.
That's like belly hooking a bait. If it's
getting to swim down,
it hits the water and takes off within 20 seconds. You usually know.
How about 10? I mean, it could be.
You know, you're going to get bit. Yeah. If it hits the water and it comes back under the boat, if it there's so much to see in a good bait fisherman and what they do and how. Like, you might change your bait 10 times in a minute. Like, it's just, it doesn't swim. It doesn't swim, whatever. You're turning around. But those are the guys that get bit.
We all say the same thing. Like, everybody who's fished a handful of baits in their life, like, when you put one on and it hits the water, and you know, like, oh, this one's going to get a bite. Like, you know that's going to happen. When it hits the water and takes off, you look at your buddy like, I'm going to get a bite on this one, guaranteed. If you're not fishing one of those, change it until you are.
It makes us look really cool when you hand the rod back to the passenger. You're like, you're going to get bit.
Yeah, this thing's going
to
get a bite.
And it's you can tell that thing hits the water and starts smoking. You hand it over to him, or whether you're hook and handing, but you know.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, if there's a hungry fish... Same thing with, like, reaction fishing bass or anything else. Like, you get it to where you're like, this is going to do it. This has got that action going.
I love it. That's cool.
Yeah, we're going to be right back. We're going to have more from Mike on the Tribune when we return on the Let's Talk Cook App, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
He's just epic.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, man, what a thing to talk about other than those brand-new West Coast Terramar rods. Finally, a brand-new West Coast rod for West Coast anglers. Shimano is so proud to introduce the brand-new Terramar West Coast Rod Series. These rods will deliver increased casting distance with heavy jigs, extra lifting power to conquer even the strongest of the game fish. Shimano built the brand-new Terramar West Coast Series utilizing TC4 blank construction with a double layer core advanced dynamic fiber wrap system with an inner and outer spiral of high modulus graphite, making these rods virtually indestructible yet really crisp feeling and lightweight. Their durable sea guides adorn the Terramar West Coast Rod Series of blanks, adding to that lightweight reduction and enhancing the overall rod balance, giving you improved casting and fish fighting performance. Shimano Terramar West Coast lineup series of rods contains rail rods, has jig sticks, bait rods, casting rods, and more. From yellowtail and calico bass to yellowfin and bluefin, you can pick up Shimano Terramar West Coast rods today at your local Shimano dealer.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, so stoked having Mike Pritchard in here and in the world headquarters. And if you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. And as we always mention, it's a one-way deal. Make sure you leave your name and telephone number. And we're giving away a trip on the Tribute. How about that?
Yeah,
you know, it's super cool.
Really cool opportunity for somebody to get to go fishing and get in on this bluefin, man. Go tonight.
Yeah, it could be for tonight.
I think that's awesome. Hey, we talked about it yesterday. I want to remind you, a really cool event going on at Dana Landing on November the 25th. It's the Dana Landing. They're going to be hosting the 24th annual Halibut Classic Tournament. It's a fun tournament that's family family friendly, and it's super inexpensive for how much good stuff they do. It's only $60 per angler. You can have up to five anglers per boat. They have side jackpots from $20 to $100 per boat. They raffle off a bunch of killer prizes all day long as part of your entry. There's going to be a banquet on Saturday afternoon after the fishing. Dana Lanning is going to serve food and award the prizes and all the cash winnings. It's a fun day of fishing. Last year, the winner took home over $5,000. You can get all the info about the tournament, pay for your entry fee, and for your side jackpots all online at HalibutClassicSD.com, a really cool local event. Totally worth checking out.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, like you say, phone lines have been packed. The texts have been packed, too. But it's time for the catch report, and we're going to find out what's biting on the catch report, Corey.
And it's brought to us by Norsk Lithium Batteries, and they're here in Southern California. Designed specifically for marine use, Norsk Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norsk Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using an app on your phone. Norsk also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries, makes an investment best for your boat when you're Norsk Lithium. Check NorskLithium.com for more information and a dealer nearest you. And what a deal to have. I mean, with all that swordfish and deep water cod and the electric reels being used.
That's me and Neil's wintertime project. We're going to switch the boat over to lithium batteries this year. Like I said, it's an investment for sure, but man, those things last forever. Like a lithium battery costs twice as much as a regular one, but it lasts four times as long. So take the hit once and have it for the rest of the season.
There's
a lot of advantage.
And for more seasons to come.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No doubt about it. Well, let's find out what's going on up at Dana War Sport Fishing. We got Captain Brian Woolley on the line. What up, Woolley?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you all this morning?
We're doing great, buddy. Just got a little nice piece of weather in front of us, a little rain behind us. So, yeah, all good here.
Totally. I know. We just need our fishermen. Like, where do they all go? It's just kind of like everything just kind of comes to a screeching halt. It's bizarre. Huh? There's still plenty to catch.
There's great fishing to be had on the beach, offshore, islands. I mean, there's really good fishing, and it has been crickets chirping.
And good weather
the
coming.
The last few days at the tackle.
I know.
It's wild.
It's so weird. I know. I don't get it. But, hey, mellow week. With that sentiment, you know, light loads on both our half day and our three quarter day trips, which has been cool. You know, half day has been primarily bass and sheephead oriented. The water temps are still nice. I mean, it's mild, 63 to 64 degrees. It's been really good water and it's been clean. So a little surface action with that live bait for some bass, but most of our action right now is still kind of midwater on those sliding sinker setups or, swim bait fish with maybe a little lighter head. Some nice sheephead on the clam and the shrimp baits. And other than, you know, like you just said, a couple of days of wet mornings and whatnot, the weather has been nice. The sunshine's helped maintain that water temp. And with that, the bass action is still some fish to catch for sure. And, you know, when it cools off, you just have to change your tactics. A little heavier lead head, get your bait down near the bottom, your swim bait down near the bottom, and just slow roll it across the bottom. Still plenty of opportunity on those half-day trips. Three-quarter day two has just been all about the rockfish. Maybe that's it. Maybe people just aren't stoked on the rockfish, but I love fishing rockfish. I know you do too, Rick. But
don't kid.
There's some good counts. Just about every day we've gone off the dock, we've had, you know, pretty standard 10 fish limit on that stuff. So fish on both the baits, the vertical jigs, plenty of options with tackle to keep you dialed. We did have some good uphill current a day or two, which meant a little bit heavier sinkers and some heavier jigs. But, you know, we fished on the drift and it was fine. On the anchor, we just had to make some adjustments, but still plenty of reds. Chilies, grouper, nice whitefish, sand dabs. I mean, plenty to catch on these trips. Our lobster hoop net trips on the real fun, those have been banging, man. We've had guys out at night, those groups of 10 out there. Plenty of lobster going home with those guys on those trips at the end of the night. It's been a fun way to get out. And, again, the weather hasn't really been a factor. It's been mild and nice, and those guys have been able to get those hoop nets into some spots that they haven't been able to in years past. So it's been kind of good for those guys. And that's kind of it for us. You know, we do have a big sale going on, the purchase of our super packs. We call them. You can get up to 40% off on some of our multi-pack ticket options there for half day and three quarter day. So it's a good chance to save a good chunk of money. It's all digital. You book online. We send you a set of codes, and you can, you know, book online with those codes throughout the year. So definitely want to jump on that. That's a good opportunity. But we'll be closed on Thursday, hanging out with family and doing our thing. hopefully you guys have a good holiday as well, but we'll be back at it on Friday through the weekend. So give us a call here. Our number, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us there as well at danawerf.com or link us there through the Let's Talk Cookup page and get them on. So make those reservations. We'll get you out this week. I'm sure that the weather and time off from school and family in town will be busy this week. So make those reservations.
I have a great holiday meal idea. You could hop on the Tribute tonight, get your bluefin, maybe a rockfish, and then hop on out of Dana Wharf there and have lobster, man. You could, like, have the whole connection of a wonderful meal.
Combo. I know turkey's so overrated, right?
Let me know. Let me know when it's ready, man. I'll bring the butter. I got it down. I got Pacificos and butter. I'll be there. I'm ready to rock.
Man.
Willie, certainly great fishing, man, and that's rad. You guys do such a cool job. I love the idea of those combo packs, saving everybody the funds on some local trips and a rad holiday idea, cool savings. Just everything you guys do there, Dana Wharf, such an awesome idea. Appreciate it as always, and man, enjoy the holiday. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody there, the whole family at Dana Wharf, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Right on. We'll pass it on, and you guys enjoy the time with your families this week, too. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that very much. Well, while we're waiting for our surf guru, we had a great text come through from John in Rancho San Diego. Said, I love hearing from Captain Mike. I always really love hearing from him on the water. I really enjoy fishing on board with Tribute as well. I do a lot of their overnight trips. Hey, Mike, what kind of off-season work are you going to be doing to the boat this winter, and when do you suspect your first trips will be starting next spring? That's from John in Rancho San Diego.
Kind of interesting. I'm in the process of picking up a new crow's nest that actually used to be on the Outrider down here. It's
really?
up in Oxnard. I almost went and got it yesterday. It's just we're going to haul out December 4th. We're going to be out up in Al Larson's boatyard up in L.A. So there's going to be a little change, and there is nothing wrong with the seat that we have on top of the Tribute, in my opinion. But crew members, I mean, it's nice having a windbreak. It's nice having somewhere to put your elbows, and we do have a pretty good setup where we're picking up this other crow's nest, which looks like it's going to fit perfectly. So that's
cool.
Going to be that's going to be a little bit of it, and we do have some changes from a Coast Guard standpoint. A lot of this still is following from the conception deal, and we're not going to have to change things a whole lot, but they're Coast Guard's mandating different fire escapes, different doorways, different hatches. We're going to lose probably 6 bunks in our main bunk room. We sleep way more than we carry, so that it's not going to change things much for us. You know, the boat comfortably sleeps 42. We usually only carry 32, but it looks like we're going to have to get rid of a few bunks. We might have to be adding a door to the galley. These are all things that are, you know, they're great. They're looking, you know, looking ahead. Things that have never really been an issue for us on our boats, but, you know, it was a very, very unfortunate circumstance to where a lot of things are being looked at differently. And, you know, a lot of these boats are, my boat was built in 66. It's, you know, it has a great history of never having any issue like
right.
that, but Coast Guard wants, you know, passenger safety to, you know, obviously come first, and we do too.
Sure.
So there's going to be a few changes. Some of these smaller boats might lose a few bunks, which probably going to hurt them, but it's all, you know, progress and moving in the right
yep.
direction. So
awesome.
That's going to be it. There's going to be a couple different changes. We're going to have a walkway at the front part of our bunk room where we get rid of our 6 bunks. There's going to be a different escape route.
Okay.
But it's going to have kind of a horseshoe setup where you can walk in one side of the bunk room, walk out of the other.
So it's an escape route, but it's also meant for traveling up and down on a regular basis.
It's going to make things a lot easier.
How smooth.
It's, you know, obviously not something that anybody wants to do. You don't want to change a boat that's been in operation for, let's see.
Since 66, right? But
yeah, 57 years. But at the same time, you know, Coast Guard wants the safest for our passengers. And we do very, very thorough seminars each night. We show our escape hatches. We demonstrate our smoke detectors. Our smoke alarms are all Bluetooth now. When one of them goes off, it sounds like, I mean, it
sounds like the world's going to end.
The whole boat lights up. You know, it's interesting. We do a seminar every night. We set off the smoke alarms and we show it. And we had a night we were leaving the harbor and we had one of our impellers burned up on our port engine. So there's a little bit of smoke in the engine room and nothing, you know, dangerous. But I'm like, why aren't these going off? They're still going, and it was just kind of a very coincidental timing that we're demonstrating our smoke detectors, and the smoke detector wouldn't go off. And I'm like, finally get down there, I was like, oh, well, I'm going to change that impeller out. But it's everything we're doing is just...
It's for the better of everything.
It is, but it's so hard to change something that's been in place for so long. But you know,
how long have you had the boat?
Like, since
2012.
11 years.
Because I rode that boat so much in the 80s as the holiday.
Oh, it's,
I loved it, man. That's such a cool, wide, comfortable.
They're great platforms. I mean,
smooth riding boat.
Low to the water, wide. Yeah. I mean, it was, and we've talked about this over the years. Like, it was definitely built. I mean, everything's fish oriented.
Yeah.
The rudders are back. You don't hang up going around the corner. You look at some of the boats, and you can actually walk in behind the stern. You see the rudders hanging out, and it's like, well, normally that's not an issue. But when you have a big tuna coming around the corner, they get hung up on
them.
Like, everything about the boat was designed for. I mean, Bill Poole and Dittmar Donaldson knew what they were doing.
Right.
And they built a lot of boats.
To that point, here's a great text. It says, hi, guys. The Holiday was my absolute favorite albacore boat in the 70s. If I was on the Tribute today, what changes might I notice, and what makes it such a great fishing platform?
Like, that's a good one.
As right? you guys are describing right now. That was from Ed.
It gets bit. It's just,
it does
have
flat
a
out.
Very good history. Regardless of watching, you know, operators, different captains come on the boat, the boat is just fishy.
It gets good.
Not a bad thing. Low, wide, it's, you know, 2-inch mahogany planks. It's a quiet boat. It goes through the water well. The amount of changes, like, if you look at it from even when I bought it, then there was changes before that after the, you know, going from the Polaris 3 to the Holiday to a short stint as the Dolphin 3, but... We've changed everything. I mean, fuel tanks, water tanks, bait tanks, slammers, air conditioning, the galley. I mean, it's everything has slowly gotten and putting on a new mast. I mean, everybody knew the Holiday's mast. If it would have been there,
that's one thing I missed. Yeah.
If it would have still been there, we would have found a way to make it work.
I'm sure.
You know, that over the years, even when I was first moved down to San Diego, you saw it on the horizon. You're like, wow, what
boat?
A
yeah.
good-looking boat. I mean, there's only a few masts. You had that, the Qualifier 105, or the Excel. And on the horizon, all you saw was the bucket.
The dot.
But we're adding, you know, a new mast, but little things. We have hand dryers in the heads instead of paper towels. We have paper towels available outside, but little things like that just keep it so much cleaner, so much smoother. You know, changes to the galley, to the seating, to the bunks. We redid all the bunk room last year, all the overhead, all recessed lighting, everything's dimmable. It's little things that I still think we need a ton to do.
I don't think you've had a major off-season... I don't think you've not, is what I'm trying to say, not had a major off-season boat project since you bought that thing. I know. We joke about it to a fault every year. It's like there's a major project that you guys undertake.
Last year was a very minimal boat work year for what I had planned, and it was 2 months of 7 days a week.
Just grinding.
But
it looks so good.
We did.
It looks so good.
Well, thank you. Almost all of our bunk pads, all the like little things, like the overhead. Head in the bunk room. It's, you know, little 3-inch recessed cup lights. Like, it, you don't have any lights hanging out anymore. It's just, it's smoother, cleaner.
All the finish work that you guys did too was so nice. You know, the old days of screwing a big piece of trim down in a carpet are just, it's not the same. I mean, this boat is it's classy. It looks really good.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Like, every year I'm like, okay, we're not going to do much, but there's always, I mean. Minimal for me. There's no such thing as going down to the boat and not doing something. You start looking around, and I'm like, all right, well, I guess it's time. And you have people come on the boat, and they're like, man, the boat looks great. And I was like, what are you talking about?
You're totally talking me into going tonight. What time are you guys leaving? What time do you leave tonight?
No doubt.
7.
7 o'clock tonight.
Man. Wait, 5.
5.
I should probably figure
Whoa,
this out.
Hey.
It is 5 o'clock. It's early departure.
Hey, Corey, okay. This would be a trip right up your alley. You could catch a limit without having to put pin of bait on, man. You catch all lure fish. It'd be right up your alley.
That is an option.
Well, hey, want to remind you, you know, we talked about our surf guru, but, man, there's a there's a great surf fishing event going on at Turner's in San Marcos. And if you're interested in becoming a better surf angler, this is a wintertime seminar. Well, you know, a late fall seminar that you must attend. It's Bill Varney Seminars coming up on Wednesday, November the 29th at Turner's Outdoorsman in San Marcos. Bill's going to cover rod reel combos, rigging, and the use of artificials like the new Gamakatsu Duracent, Gulp, and Grubs in the surf. No registration is required, and Bill's seminar is totally free. Just be there early to get a good seat as the seminar starts at 5:30. And don't want to miss that great raffle that they have. It's an excellent time. Again, Turner's Outdoorsman in San Marcos. Look it up. Going to be an excellent time. Wednesday, November the 29th for that surf fishing seminar. And
sounds like fun.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
We picked them up. I've been familiar with Turner's for a long time, guys fishing on and off, but they did three sponsored trips with us this year, and the last trip was ridiculous as to why. There was a new Acura given away, new rods. Like, there was more given away. It blew me away when I went down to the galley, and I really do need to post some of the pictures, but there was guys that came out and won, you know, $1,000 worth of tackle on a $400
trip. How crazy is that?
That's so rad.
Did Lori come out?
No, it was Josh Rembold's a buddy of mine, and he's kind of the one who put this together. I can't remember the guys' names, but they literally, I walked out, I said, that's all giveaways? And he goes, well, we had other sponsors kick in. I was like, that's ridiculous.
That's cool, man.
Every galley table was loaded with giveaways.
No kidding. How fun. And how long was the trip?
A day and a half.
How cool is that?
Pretty cool.
That's awesome. Hey, we want to remind you the Bill Varney 2024 CCA calendar is available now at your local Tackle Shops Landing and at Turner's Outdoorsman. Speaking of which, for the best information, tide charts, et cetera, you can get your calendars today.
And we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hook Up. Taking your calls, text them or when we return on Let's Talk Hook Up app. The Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to tell you about the 2024 Hall Family Shows. The first show is the Bart Hall Show at the Long Beach Convention Center, January 25th to the 28th. This is a new date for this world-famous show and California's largest outdoor recreation event. The second show is the Bart Hall Show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, February 15th to the 18th. San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, and biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. And finally, the Bart Hall Boat Show, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Fairplex in Pomona, California's premier boat show with acres of every kind of boat and marine accessory. We want to thank our sponsors, Progressive, Mammoth Lakes, Accurate Fishing Tackle, Convict Lake, Okuma Fishing Tackle, Ram and Jeep Vehicles, Shimano, Costa, Daiwa, the Southern California and San Diego County Ford Dealers, Turner's Outdoorsman, Fisherman's Landing, Bob Sands Fishing Tackle, John Petty, the Angler's Custom Goldsmith. We'll see you at the shows.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including Overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Hey guys,
guys. This is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers, and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll see you on the water.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.